Winter weather is here. I'm Melissa Patrick. A major winter storm is set to impact the entire region this weekend, and local officials are urging folks who live in Holmes County to stay home if possible. The National Weather Service office in Cleveland has a winter storm warning set to go into effect beginning at 7 p.m. tonight until 10 a.m. on Monday. Weather Service meteorologists say that the area could see accumulating snow between 8 to 12 inches before the storm exits on Monday afternoon, with the bulk of the accumulating snow starting across our listening area between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. early Sunday morning. Holmes County EMA Director Jason Troyer says hazardous travel conditions could start as early as 5 to 7 p.m. and last through Monday morning, with the greatest impacts and heaviest snow expected Sunday, and that the best thing to do is stay indoors and stay warm. In addition to the snow, bitter cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills will impact the area, causing temperatures to fall to either side of zero at times, with the feels-like temperature in the teens below zero for several days and into next week. If you do need to be on the roads, Troyer says to please give the snowplows ample space to do their jobs and watch for areas where snow may have drifted or blown across the roadway. And be sure if you are going out that you dress for the cold weather, as prolonged exposure to very cold temperatures could result in hypothermia and or frostbite if precautions are not taken. As a result of the predicted snow, Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner says that a parking ban will go into effect from midnight through noon on Monday for the following streets: Jackson Street from School Street to Grant Street, Clay Street, Washington Street from Clinton Street to Adams Street. Chief Shaner adds that any changes or updates will be posted to the police department Facebook page or the village Facebook page. Additional parking bans will be in effect for the village of Shreve from today at 4 p.m. through Monday at 4 p.m. In Holmesville, a parking ban goes into effect for all streets within the village from today at 3 p.m. through Monday at 6 a.m. Glenmont will also have a parking ban in place for Main and Clifton Streets from 7 a.m. Sunday through noon on Monday. A reminder for people living in Kilbuck, the parking ban in front and Main Streets will be activated if the snow accumulates to 2 inches or more. Listen to WKLM throughout the winter storm for the latest weather information, weather-related closings and cancellations, as well as other announcements from our partners at the Holmes County EMA and the National Weather Service. For real-time traffic information, log on to OHGO.com. Millersburg Village Council kicked off their first meeting of the year, getting things ready to move forward in 2026. One of the first orders of Millersburg Village Council business was to vote on a new council president. Councilwoman Andrea Kellogg served as president for 2025, and Councilman Bob Shoemaker would make the nomination for 2026.
I nominate Councilman Hofstetter, keeping in my rotation.
Another piece of business that needed action at the meeting came from a fiscal officer, Bobby Curie, to get a second signer for checks.
Quick piece of business. Since Devon is no longer on council, I am seeking a second signer on our account. So when we issue a check, we have to have two signers on the account.
Mayor Kelly Hoffey would share that she had someone in mind that she already spoke to regarding this.
I asked Andrea if she would do that. She's in town. She's here. She's close. I just think it would be really convenient for her to be our second signer, if that's okay with everyone.
Okay. Curry would also remind the newly elected or reelected members of some requirements that they have.
They've been given a list, or you'll get your list of trainings that are required for you guys within these first couple months. And then each term, there are some required trainings. So that means that Mr. Shoemaker and Mr. Hofstetter will also need to take the Sunshine Law training and the Fraud and Ethics training. Those are both available on demand online. So I will send links out to you guys for those trainings with deadlines, and you'll know what to do.
Curry would also let everyone know that the new water and sewer billing system was up and running, and that it was going to be just the new system from now forward, and residents can utilize all the benefits now.
the public, everybody's encouraged to go on and sign in, set up with an account on that portal. And I just thought maybe council would like to be a good example for everybody. We can help you get set up with your account, and that's where you can sign up for the features like auto pay, electronic billing, so that no paper bill has to come out to you and potentially get lost through the mail. So things like that. All the features that were the reason we went with this new system are available to our customers, to our residents in that portal.
She would let folks know that they do need two pieces of information to set up the online account in the portal.
That is your account number that's on your most recent bill. The other is your phone number. Well, that's only going to work if we have your updated phone number here at the village. So if you go to set up an account and you run into a problem, and it may or may not tell you that it's your phone number, I think it does. Don't quote me on that. Call in, Mary or Jessica can update your phone number in the new system so that then you can go back and sign up for an account on the portal.
Mayor Hoffe also gave out the committee assignments to council.
I wanted everyone to know that every council member is on four committees. This was the most fair that I could do it, and that is why the committee appointments are what they are. In the past, well, as long as I've been an elected official, there's always been, you know, certain people have more, certain people have less, and now everybody has four.
Council would unanimously approve the 2026 committee appointments. Mayor Hoffe would also ask council to think about 2026.
But this year, I would like to ask council for goals again. So at the next council meeting, please come with, it can be one goal, it can be two goals, it can be however many goals, but your specific goals for what you would like to accomplish this year here in the village.
Village Administrator Nate Troyer let everyone know that at the second council meeting in January, the chief building official from Ecoba will be in attendance.
I asked him to specifically address the plan review application and then also the process of some revising existing building wants to change, not just structurally, but on change of use as well.
What that triggers.
Councilwoman Kellogg would say that she hopes that any realtors who sell commercial property and anyone interested in purchasing commercial property should either come to the meeting or watch the YouTube for information, because it's not easy.
Be as respectful about it as I can. Yeah, I mean, and you know, back a year and a half ago when we were kind of under fire for some things that happened, and I took it upon myself to contact Ecoba, and I was, you know, told that I was basically a stupid person because I didn't understand this thing. Well, that's not a very easy thing to look at. That application for Ecoba, you need an engineer, an accountant, and a lawyer, I think. It's pretty complicated. So I want him to be able to, and all those fees that you have to, yeah, I would like that to be explained to the public, what people have to go through when they purchase a building.
She would also ask that Troyer have copies of the application available for anyone in attendance to follow along. The next meeting of Millersburg Village Council is Monday at 7 p.m. at Village Hall. The Holmes County Sheriff reported 4 yesterday, no accidents, 6 incidents, and no arrests. With air temperatures falling below zero and feels like temperatures even colder, experts are advising renters and homeowners alike to protect their pipes. Part of the concern this weekend is the sub-zero feels like temperatures. That means a risk for frozen pipes. Plumbers say a small, steady stream of water can prevent your pipes from freezing, saving you money and a lot of headache. Experts also recommend opening the cabinet doors under your sink that lets warm air from inside the house reach the pipes and helps them keep from freezing. Plumbers say this applies whether you live in a house or an apartment. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine was in Cleveland this past week to announce a new vision care initiative called Ohio See. The program will provide critical vision care like eye exams and glasses at no cost to students in kindergarten through third grade. The program is being rolled out across 15 counties. Governor DeWine says more than 80% of children in those counties who need vision care are currently not receiving it. DeWine says this program is part of his push to make sure all kids learn how to read, so being able to properly see is important, especially for children. Michael McKee, the Illinois man accused in the shooting deaths of a Columbus couple, made his first appearance in an Ohio courtroom yesterday. It was a typical arraignment where you could count it in seconds rather than in minutes. McKee appeared via video conference. His attorney appeared on his behalf and entered a not guilty plea. She also waived bond. That basically means they'll deal with it later. But the biggest news was hearing back in Rockford that he anticipated he would plead not guilty. He entered that not guilty plea in court. We'll wait to hear when the next court hearing will be held. If convicted, McKee faces a minimum of life in prison with parole eligibility after 32 years. Spencer and Monique Tepe were found shot to death inside their Columbus home on December 30th. Their young children were inside the house at the time but were not harmed. McKee is Monique's ex-husband. There are parking changes coming to downtown Cleveland. The price to park is going up. The base rate will now be $1.50 per hour. That's what you'll pay for the first and second hour. The third hour jumps to $3. The fourth, you'll to $4.50. In total, 4 hours will cost you $10.50. The parking changes also expand enforcement into the evenings and on weekends. A deal has been struck to save popular social media app TikTok in the U.S. just one day before President Trump's deadline, impacting Ohio's more than 4 million estimated users. The United States and TikTok's Chinese parent company have officially finalized a deal. It spins the app's U.S. assets into a group of American investors. The move wraps up a years-long process that started during President Trump's first term when he threatened to ban TikTok over national security concerns. The deal closes just one day before President Trump's deadline. Most users won't notice changes, though. TikTok's algorithm could shift under new ownership. And finally, after nearly three decades with NASA, Euclid native Sonny Williams is retiring. The agency says Williams's retirement went into effect at the end of the year. Her retirement comes less than a year after her return to Earth when she and fellow astronaut Butch Wilmore's 10-day mission to the ISS turned into nearly 10 months. Williams joined NASA in 1998 and had logged 608 days in space. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.